This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Near the undulating edge of a large lake on the Sonoma State University campus, a quietly dramatic new sculptural installation has joined the landscape.
Probably the most salient feature is the 12-foot-tall tower of glass.
Jan Nunn, associate professor of sculpture, is the artist who created this new work, officially titled the Erna and Arthur Salm Holocaust and Genocide Memorial Grove.
The glass tower is made of 5,000 pieces of individually cut and laminated glass. That is at the west end of a track bed with actual railroad tracks that were donated by Union Pacific Railroad that converge at a point 6 inches from each other at the base of the 12-foot tower.
At night, the glass tower is lit from within, while beneath those two 40-foot-long rail tracks, where the railroad ties should be, instead there are rows of engraved pale white bricks, which personalize the memories and stories of victims and survivors of some of humankind's blackest moments.
The laser-inscribed bricks have people's names and village names that were destroyed in various genocides. It humanizes the monument to have actual names and places so that it's not just an abstract event.
Although the idea for the monument grew out of a 2006 gathering of Sonoma County residents who survived the Nazi Holocaust, Elaine Leader, the Dean of Social Sciences at the university, says the focus has been expanded to recognize multiple genocides from the past few centuries. And that is reflected in those rows of 460 separate bricks.
Next to people from Darfur would be people from the Armenian genocide, next to Jews from the Holocaust, next to Asians who were wiped out in the Rape of Nanking, next to Rwandans, next to Cambodians. And it's powerful because you get the sense of the people who have passed, but you also get the sense of continuity of those of us who have survived.
The Center for the Study of the Holocaust at Sonoma State is now in its 26th year, making it one of the oldest such programs in the country. Recently, it too has widened its lens to include other genocides, and Leader says that makes it unique among the Holocaust studies programs at other universities.
In the last 2 to 3 years, we've added genocide. So now we have an Armenian lecture that happens every year. We have people come in from Rwanda to speak about what happened there in 1994. We have people from the Cambodian genocide. We've had people come in to talk about Darfur. In terms of the multi-genocidal nature, I think we're fairly unique.
The creation of the memorial cost $100,000, financed entirely through private donations. For Jan Nunn, who's been living with the project since she began conceptualizing it 3 years ago, finally seeing it installed in its permanent home was an unexpected change in perspective.
After everything was done, everything was up, the lights were on, I felt that I had shrank and that I was walking around inside the model because it looks exactly the way I designed it.
The formal dedication of the memorial will happen on Sunday afternoon in a free public ceremony at the lakeside site beginning at 3 p.m. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.